I'd like to introduce our speaker tonight is Reverend Enrique Leal. He's from Barranquilla, Colombia, where he's planting a church in a poor community called Los Olivos in Barranquilla. And several teams from 10th Church have been down there assisting with the work on brief projects there, doing medical outreach and teaching children. And we're partnering with this ministry through our capital campaign in building this church and school and micro-enterprise center, helping out in this project. So welcome, Reverend Enrique Leal.
Thank you. Muy buenas tardes.
Good afternoon.
Es para mí un privilegio estar con ustedes para predicar la palabra de Dios.
It's my privilege to be with you to preach the Word of God.
No existe nada más importante en el mundo que escuchar la palabra de Dios, porque es Dios mismo hablando.
There's nothing more important in the world than hearing the Word of God, because it's God Himself who is speaking.
Quisiera que volviéramos a leer uno de los versículos que estuvimos leyendo anteriormente en el libro de Hechos.
I'd like to return to reading one of the verses that was read earlier from Acts chapter 1.
Versículo 8.
Verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
En este primer capítulo del libro de los Hechos,
in this first chapter of the book of Acts,
ocurre algo muy trascendental para la vida del cristianismo.
There's something that's very transcendental for the life of the Christian.
Culmina una etapa con la partida de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
We have the culmination of the life of Jesus Christ on earth.
Y comienza una nueva etapa con la venida del Espíritu Santo.
We have the beginning of a new stage or era with the coming of the Holy Spirit.
Cuando los discípulos se acercaron a Cristo y le preguntaron,
when the disciples approached Jesus and they asked him,
si él iba a establecer su reino en ese momento,
if he was going to establish his kingdom at that time,
demostraba su pregunta que ellos todavía no tenían claro ¿cuál era el propósito de Dios?
It showed that they still did not have a clear understanding of what was the purpose of God.
Ellos pensaban que Dios iba a restablecer su reino de una forma material.
They thought that God was going to establish his kingdom in a material way.
Pero esto era algo más trascendental.
But this was something more transcendent.
Porque el reino de Dios ya estaba establecido para toda la humanidad.
Because the kingdom of God was now established for all of humanity.
Cristo les lanza un reto a ellos grande.
Jesus reprimands them in a large way.
Ese reto o ese llamado
challenges them and calls them.
Ese llamado es lanzado también a toda la humanidad.
And that challenge goes out to all of humanity.
Que fuéramos y predicáramos el Evangelio a todas las naciones.
That we should go out and preach the gospel to all the nations.
Todos los cristianos estamos confrontados frente a ese reto.
Every Christian is confronted with this challenge.
Y debemos confrontarnos a nosotros mismos y mirar cómo estamos respecto a ese reto.
And we need to look at ourselves and see how do we stand in regard to this challenge.
En esta tarde vamos a mirar tres ingredientes.
In this afternoon we're going to look at three ingredients
que nos pueden ayudar a pensar cómo podemos cumplir con el propósito que tiene Dios.
Looking at how we can fulfill God's purpose in our lives.
El primero,
first,
está en el versículo cuando comienza, pero recibiréis poder.
It begins in the verse that says, but you will receive power.
Para cumplir la comisión que dio Dios,
to complete the commission that God gave,
Dios dijo que iba a darnos, Cristo dijo que iba a darnos poder a nosotros.
Christ said that he would give us power.
Que íbamos a ser fortalecidos en el poder de Cristo.
That we would be fortified or strengthened in the power of Christ.
Jesucristo conocía la incapacidad de nosotros.
Christ knew the weakness that we had, or the little capacity or ability that we had.
Para cumplir la comisión de Dios.
In order to complete the commission to which Christ has called us.
Y por eso Él nos dice en su palabra.
That's why he tells us in his word.
Que íbamos a tener poder del Espíritu Santo para poder predicar.
That's why he told us that we would receive the power of the Holy Spirit in order to preach the word.
Uno de los impedimentos que tenemos para predicar la palabra de Dios.
One of the impediments we have to preaching the word of God.
Es el temor.
Is fear.
Tememos temor de que no nos escuchen.
We have fear that they will not hear us.
Tenemos temor de que no tengamos las palabras adecuadas para predicar.
We are fearful that we won't have the words to say, the right thing to say, so that people will listen.
Tenemos temor de no tener el conocimiento adecuado para predicar la palabra de Dios.
We're fearful that we don't have enough knowledge in order to preach the word.
¿Crees tú que los apóstoles también experimentaron temor?
Do you think that the apostles also had fear?
Pedro experimentó temor.
Peter had fear.
Después que dijo que iba a ir con Cristo hasta la muerte,
after he said he was going to go with Christ to his death,
lo negó tres veces.
He denied him three times.
Pero existe una diferencia entre los discípulos de Cristo antes de la venida del Espíritu Santo y después.
But there is a great difference between the apostles before Christ went to his death and then after Christ rose and ascended.
Porque ellos recibieron poder del Espíritu para predicar la palabra.
Because then they received the power of the Holy Spirit to preach the word.
Es algo sobrenatural.
It's something that's supernatural.
Ver cómo Esteban,
see how Stephen,
aun cuando era apedreado,
even though when he was
tranquilamente
stoned to death, he calmly
decía a que Dios perdonara a quienes le estaban haciendo daño.
Said to those who were stoning him, please forgive those who, he prayed to God, forgive those who are stoning me.
Esto no es humano.
This is not natural.
Esto es el poder del Espíritu Santo en su vida.
This is the power of the Holy Spirit in his life.
Ese mismo poder,
that same power,
lo tenemos nosotros también.
Is something we also have.
Los discípulos de Cristo no eran diferentes a nosotros.
The disciples of Christ were not different from us.
Pero sí eran diferentes al resto del mundo.
But yes, they were different from the rest of the world.
Como somos nosotros, diferentes al resto del mundo.
As we are different from the rest of the world.
Porque tenemos el poder del Espíritu Santo.
Because we have the power of the Holy Spirit.
En Hechos,
in Acts
8:4, dice, pero los que fueron esparcidos iban por todas partes anunciando el Evangelio.
That those who went scattered out were preaching the word wherever they went.
Ellos fueron esparcidos porque eran perseguidos.
They were scattered because they had been persecuted.
¿Qué hace una persona normalmente cuando es perseguida?
What does a person normally do when they are persecuted?
¿Sale a enfrentar o se esconde?
Do they confront the person or do they hide?
Ellos enfrentaban porque tenían el poder del Espíritu Santo en sus vidas.
They were ready to face those who were challenging them and persecuting them because they had the power of the Holy Spirit.
Los apóstoles no se cansaban de predicar la palabra de Dios.
The apostles did not get tired of preaching the word of God.
En momentos actuamos negligentemente.
Sometimes we are negligent in our duty with carrying out the word of God.
Frente a la responsabilidad que Dios nos ha dado.
With the responsibility that God has given us.
Muchas veces pensamos que ya hay mucha gente predicando la palabra de Dios.
Many times we think that there are already lots of people who are preaching the word of God.
Y si yo no predico, no pasaría nada.
And so if I don't preach the word of God, then nothing will happen. In other words, it doesn't matter.
En una ocasión, un cristiano dijo, la obra de Dios sigue adelante, así sea sola.
Someone once said that the word of God goes forward, así sola.
Así sea sola.
That the word of God just goes ahead by itself.
Ciertamente, Dios tiene el poder para hacerlo.
Certainly, God has the power to make it happen, to just go out.
Pero Él nos dio el privilegio.
But God has given us the privilege
de participar en el crecimiento de su reino.
Of participating in the growth of the kingdom of God.
Él no necesita de nosotros.
He doesn't need us.
Él necesita, nosotros necesitamos de Él.
But we have need of Him.
Y Él nos dio el privilegio de que predicáramos la palabra de Dios.
And He has given us the privilege of going to preach the word of God.
En fin, nuestra confianza está en el poder del Espíritu Santo.
And so, ultimately, our confidence is in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Ahora, otra parte del pasaje.
Now, another part of the passage.
Dice, me seréis testigos.
You will be my witnesses.
La herramienta que tiene el cristiano para cumplir la gran comisión.
The tool that the Christian has to complete the great commission.
Es el testimonio.
Is our testimony.
En Primera de Tesalonicenses,
in 1 Thessalonians,
capítulo 1,
chapter 1,
versículos 4 y 5,
verses 4 and 5.
You can read.
Says, for we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen you because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake.
El resultado de una vida llena del Espíritu Santo,
the result of a life filled with the Holy Spirit,
es el buen testimonio.
Is a good testimony.
Y eso va a generar,
and that will generate,
que nosotros deseemos, anhelemos predicar la palabra de Dios.
And that will result in us wanting and desiring to spread the word, to preach the word of God.
Algunas personas piensan que necesitan algún método especial para predicar.
Some people think that you need some special method in order to preach.
O un conocimiento profundo de la teología.
Or some very deep understanding of theology.
Pero Cristo solo dijo, sean testigos.
But Jesus only said, be my witnesses.
¿Y qué es ser testigos?
And what is to be witnesses?
Por ejemplo, en un crimen, si hay un testigo,
for instance, at a crime scene, if there's a witness,
solamente el testigo tiene que hablar de lo que vio que ocurrió.
The witness only needs to speak of what they saw and witnessed there at the scene.
No tiene que tener un conocimiento profundo de lo que es el crimen.
They don't need to have a profound or a deep understanding of what happened at the crime scene.
Solo debe saber qué ocurrió.
He just needs to know that it happened.
Y Cristo quiere que seamos testigos.
And Jesus wants us to be witnesses.
De lo que hemos visto, oído y vivido.
Of what we have seen and lived and experienced.
¿Y qué hemos visto? ¿Alguno ha visto a Cristo?
And what have we seen? Have any of us seen Christ?
Ciertamente no somos testigos oculares de Cristo.
Certainly we are not visual witnesses of Christ.
Pero sí hemos visto lo que hizo Cristo en nuestras vidas.
But yes, we have seen what Christ has done in our own lives.
Y podemos hablar de lo que Cristo hizo en nuestras vidas.
And we can talk about what Christ has done in our lives.
De lo que hemos oído.
And what we have heard.
¿Qué estamos oyendo ahora?
What are we hearing now?
La palabra de Dios.
The word of God.
Y podemos ser testigos afuera de lo que estamos oyendo hoy.
And we can be witnesses out in the world of what we have heard now.
De lo que hemos vivido.
And of what we have lived.
¿Cuántas veces no hemos visto la mano de Dios en nuestras vidas?
How many times have we seen the hand of God in our lives?
¿Cuántas personas no necesitan ese testimonio para creer en Cristo?
How many people don't need that testimony in order to believe in Christ?
Entonces tenemos que ser buenos testigos.
And so we need to be good witnesses.
Pero tenemos que ser testigos fieles a la verdad de las Escrituras.
And so we need to be faithful witnesses of the Word of God.
Y toda nuestra experiencia tenemos que confrontarla con la palabra de Dios.
And all of our experience we need to confront it with the Word of God.
Otra parte del pasaje.
Another part of the passage.
Dice, en Jerusalén,
in Jerusalem,
en toda Judea,
in all Judea,
en Samaria,
in Samaria,
y hasta en lo último de la tierra,
and to the ends of the earth.
¿Dónde debo ser testigo?
Where am I to be a witness?
Cristo les dio una indicación de la ruta que debían tomar los discípulos en ese tiempo.
Jesus gave them a way or direction in which they were to go as his witnesses.
Pero esa misma ruta es la que tenemos que tomar nosotros hoy en día.
And that route or way is the same route that we also are to go in our witness.
Jerusalén era la ciudad donde ellos estaban en ese momento.
Jerusalem is the city where they were at that moment.
Cuando Cristo les dijo que predicaran en Jerusalén,
when Jesus told them to preach in Jerusalem,
dijo que predicaran en su ciudad.
He said to preach in your own city.
Y nosotros cuando oímos que debemos predicar en Jerusalén,
so when we hear that we are to preach in Jerusalem,
debemos predicar en todos los escenarios de nuestra vida cotidiana.
So that means we need to share the word of God in every situation in which we are living now.
En nuestro trabajo,
in our work,
estudios,
in our place of study,
en nuestra escuela,
or in our school,
en nuestro barrio,
in our neighborhood.
En una ocasión fuimos a buscar unos compañeros del seminario y yo a un pastor.
On one occasion, some of my classmates from seminary, we went to visit a pastor.
Y cuando llegamos al edificio donde vivía el pastor,
and when we got to the building where the pastor lived,
preguntamos, ¿en qué apartamento vive el pastor X?
We asked, in what apartment does this pastor live?
¿El pastor qué? Nos dijo el celador.
Doorman asked, which pastor? Pastor who?
Él no sabía que en su edificio, que en el edificio que él cuidaba, vivía un pastor.
He didn't know that in the building that he was caretaker of, that a pastor lived there.
Después preguntamos al pastor si ese vigilante era nuevo.
Then we asked the pastor if the guy attending the door was somebody new.
Y el vigilante nos dijo que, el pastor nos dijo que el vigilante tenía 20 años de trabajar ahí.
No, he said the man had lived here for, had been working here for 20 years.
Quizás este pastor no estaba predicando en Jerusalén.
So it seems that this pastor was possibly not preaching the word in his own Jerusalem.
Quizás este pastor predicaba en otras partes, pero no en su Jerusalén.
Perhaps he preached elsewhere, but not in his own Jerusalem.
Nuestro Jerusalén es nuestro contorno. Nuestro alrededor.
Our Jerusalem is our environment, our surroundings.
Judea.
Judea.
Judea era una provincia cercana a Jerusalén.
Judea is a province right close by Jerusalem.
Cristo envió a los discípulos a que predicaran en lugares cerca a Jerusalén.
So Jesus sent out his disciples to preach in areas that are close by to Jerusalem.
Si tú tienes la oportunidad de ir a otra parte cerca de tu ciudad a predicar, puedes hacerlo.
So if you have an opportunity to go and share the word of God someplace near where you live, a nearby place, take advantage of that and do it.
Muchas veces vamos por trabajo, estudios, y esas son buenas oportunidades para predicar la palabra de Dios.
So many times we have opportunities when we are going someplace to work or to do study that we take advantage of that as a place we can share the word of God.
Samaria.
Samaria.
Samaria era una. Samaria tenía muchas costumbres distintas a las de los judíos.
The Samaritans had many customs that were different from those of the Jews.
Cristo envía a los discípulos a predicar a otras culturas.
Jesus sent them, the disciples, to preach to those from other cultures.
Cristo nos envía a nosotros a predicar a otras culturas.
Jesus sends us to go and preach the word to other cultures.
No debe haber límites.
There should not be any limits.
Y por último, él dice, en toda la tierra.
And then he ends with saying, unto the ends of the earth.
Todo esto nos puede traer una pregunta.
All of this can cause us to ask a question.
¿Dónde debo predicar la palabra de Dios?
Where should I go to preach the word of God?
Cuando estuve estudiando en el seminario,
when I was studying in seminary,
finalizando nuestros estudios,
finishing my studies,
un grupo de estudiantes conmigo preguntábamos dónde plantar una iglesia.
A group of students with me were asking, where should we plant a church?
Y miramos el mapa de Barranquilla en Colombia.
And we looked at the map of Barranquilla, our city in Colombia.
Y vimos un buen lugar que estaba creciendo y que tenía mucha gente profesional.
We looked at one neighborhood that was growing and had a lot of professionals living there.
Era un lugar que tenía mucha prosperidad.
It was a neighborhood that had a lot of prosperity.
Y quisimos llegar allí.
So we thought we would go there.
Y comenzamos a predicar.
And we began to preach the word.
Mucha gente nos cerró la puerta.
Many people shut their doors on us.
Al mismo tiempo,
at the same time,
una hermana de la iglesia,
a sister from the church,
que nosotros discipulábamos, perdió su trabajo.
That we were discipling lost her job.
Y ella tuvo que mudarse a un lugar muy pobre y peligroso en Barranquilla.
So she had to move to a neighborhood that was very poor and dangerous in Barranquilla.
Y nosotros quisimos seguir discipulándola en ese lugar.
We desired to continue discipling her in that neighborhood.
Y fuimos al lugar.
So we went to that place.
Y cuando estábamos en el lugar, vimos a un niño en el patio de la casa.
So when we were there, we saw a child in the yard of the house.
Ese niño estaba todo el día solo y nadie lo atendía.
That child was there by himself all day and nobody was watching after him.
Muchas veces no tenía que comer.
Many times he didn't have anything to eat.
Eso tocó mucho nuestros corazones.
And that touched our hearts.
Y comenzamos a ver alrededor de ese barrio.
And we began looking around the neighborhood.
Y casi en todas las casas ocurría la misma situación.
And almost in every house it was the same situation.
Hoy en día,
today,
estamos plantando una iglesia en ese lugar.
We're planting a church in that location.
Y los primeros planes desaparecieron.
The first plans disappeared.
Tenemos que estar atentos a cuál es la voluntad de Dios para nuestras vidas.
We need to be attentive to what is the plan of God or the will of God for our lives.
Día a día, Él presenta personas necesitadas enfrente de nosotros.
Day after day, He presents needy people in front of us.
Necesitadas de creer en Él, necesitadas de vivir para Él.
Those in need of living for Christ and believing in Him.
¿Y cuántas veces desaprovechamos esas oportunidades?
And how often that we don't take advantage of that opportunity.
Tenemos que confrontarnos de nuestro llamado y nuestra responsabilidad como cristianos.
We need to face up to our responsibility and our responsibility to go and preach the word.
Es lo más importante que puede existir en el mundo.
This is the most important thing that exists in the world.
No es solamente hablando de la vida material.
It's not just talking about the material life.
Estamos hablando de almas que vivirán por una eternidad en un castigo si no conocen de Él.
We're talking about souls that will live for eternity in hell unless they know Christ as their Savior.
No hay nada más importante en el mundo que esto.
There is nothing more important in the world than this.
¿Y cuántas veces decimos no tenemos tiempo?
And how often we say we don't have time.
Tengo que trabajar.
I have to work.
Tengo que estudiar.
I have to study.
Primero están mis necesidades.
First there are my needs.
Nuestra responsabilidad delante de Dios,
our responsibility before God,
es cumplir con el llamado que Él nos ha entregado.
Is to complete the calling that God has given us.
Cristo en su palabra,
Christ in His word,
en Mateo 6,
in Matthew 6,
dice, busca primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia,
says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Y todas las cosas serán añadidas.
And all these things will be added unto you.
Si tú trabajas por el reino de Dios,
if you work for the kingdom of God,
Dios trabaja por tu vida.
God works for your life.
Pero nosotros queremos trabajar por nuestras vidas.
But we want to work for our own lives.
Y no dejamos a Dios trabajar por nuestras vidas.
And we don't allow God to work on our behalf for our lives.
Y muchas veces nuestras vidas están arruinadas.
And many times our lives are ruined.
Porque no estamos cumpliendo el propósito para el cual fuimos creados.
Because we're not fulfilling the purpose for which God has created us.
Glorificar a Dios.
To glorify God.
No hay otro propósito para la vida del hombre.
There's no other purpose for our existence.
No son las profesiones.
It's not our profession, our jobs, professional life.
Nuestros estudios.
It's not our studies.
No es nuestra familia.
It's not even our families.
Es glorificar a Dios.
It's to glorify God.
Y si glorificamos a Dios,
and if we glorify God,
Dios estará atento a nuestras necesidades.
God will be attentive to our needs.
Pidámosle a Dios,
let's ask God,
que nos ayude a cumplir con el propósito para el cual nos creó.
That He will complete the purpose for which He has created us, that we might glorify Him.
Oremos.
Let us pray.
Gracias, Dios.
Thank you, God.
Por el amor que has tenido con nosotros.
For the love that you've had for us.
De tenernos aquí.
For having us here.
Es un privilegio.
It's a privilege.
Ser hijos tuyos.
To be your sons and daughters.
No te escogimos nosotros a ti.
We didn't choose you, Lord.
Tú nos escogiste a nosotros.
But you chose us.
Ayúdanos a mirar con amor.
Help us to see with love.
Aquellas almas.
All of those souls.
Que están en la calle perdidas.
That are in the streets lost.
En Cristo Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
Amén.
Amén.